Yeah, my bad, buddy.
Oh yeah, no problem. The call drop. Is it still a good time?
Yeah. The website should be free. I paid 2 months and ain't getting no money. It should be free. Shit, that's what I'm saying. Y'all still charge. Y'all want to charge me for something I ain't even making money, and I paid y'all to make the website. Really? Come on, man.
That don't even
make sense right there. It really don't.
Hey.
That's exactly why I'm not with y'all. I canceled it because y'all on some they on some BS. You know what I mean?
Because
you talking about charging $50 for the website when I already paid y'all to make the website. It took y'all a whole month to make the website. And they still got shit wrong when they made the website. They still had to change some stuff that they didn't put on there that we asked. They put the wrong shit on there.
Well, that's what we've been working on correcting, right?
Yeah, correct. It shouldn't take 2 months. And I already paid you, and then I'm still paying for another month. That's no way in the world. That's not how it's supposed to go. I'm supposed to be making money. Shit, I'm giving y'all money for free.
Well, that's not
how it's supposed to be.
The $249, just to break it down, right? I mean, the $249, $100 out of it, we're giving it to Facebook, right? So they can proactively show the ad there. Now, on top of that, we also invest in the actual website and where we're hosting it. We pay for the servers. We pay for the call tracking number. You know, there's different tools that we invest in with the payment that you make, right? With the $249 package, we're not making money, right? I mean, to be honest, in the first few months, it's an investment on our part as well. That's why when you guys start up, we ask for that 3-month commitment to that actual package. We did give you the upcoming monthly service.
You want me to have a 3-month commitment and not make it money? Is that what you're telling me?
Not making money, Farrar. Go ahead.
Hey, look, I check you. I got on Yelp. The first 2 weeks, I made $1,200. The first 2 weeks. I ain't had my Better Business Girl thing on there. I ain't had no comments on there. I ain't had nothing on there.
How much you paid? Only
thing. I paid them $240. Matter of fact, it was $260 a month. But I was making money. It didn't matter to me. It really didn't matter. If you're making money, it don't really matter. Mm-hmm. It don't really matter when you're making money. You feel what I'm saying? It's like it with y'all. I would have went up on the package too if I was making money. But why go up on the package if I ain't making no money?
And trust me, Farrar, I understand you're not making money. We're not trying to invest in tools that are not making you money, right? So for example, with the package that you paid for, with the Facebook ads included, if those are not generating, we can cut them off. Now, as you can imagine, us as a marketing team, we are tied to the tools that we use as a service, right? What we want to do is actually help you compete, right, with the other businesses that are also already in
the market.
Now,
hey, I'm with the Better Business Bureau, buddy. Okay? If that don't help you to compete out of everybody that's on there, the Better Business Bureau is put there for a reason, to give people a comfort zone where they can use your service and let them know that everything is all right. I had that on there, and I didn't even have that on Yelp. I ain't even had that on Yelp. And when I put it on Yelp, I really was getting calls because they were comfortable with my business because of the Better Business Bureau. They was really comfortable. They ain't even need no comment. They ain't need nothing. They ain't need none of that. Only thing I gave them was some pictures. I'm talking about I gave Yelp some pictures of my before and after cleaning, right? And I ain't give them no comments. I ain't had none of that on there. I mean, I was getting people like back to back. I got 17 people on there that contact my business on Local Splash. Not one of them called me back after I called them ASAP. They were fake people. They wasn't real people. They wasn't real. I got a little few fake people with Yelp, but guess what? Yelp was giving me money. I was making money with Yelp. I ain't made no money with y'all. You talking about the first 3 months. The first 3 months, well, that'd be almost $1,000 I'm gonna give y'all, and then I ain't made $50 off y'all here. That don't make sense. That's not how it goes.
I get your concern, Farad. Of course, like we said, when you're making an investment, it's to make money, right? So I totally get where your concern is coming from, right? Now, like we said, what we're referring to the 3 month commitment, we're not talking. It's a 3 month commitment of at least $149, which is the SEO package. The other $100, like we said, we're using it to, you know, proactively promote the business on Facebook. You know, the main difference between what what I'm trying to portray here or display here is the fact that people go to Google to actually search on the Better Business Bureau, right? People actually go to Google to go to Yelp, right? Yelp is a platform on its own where people go to hire someone, right? So we use Yelp ads as well, right? We manage it. We understand they're a tool to generate business, right? Now, with that being said, us, you know, for example, on Google, there's Google Ads, or there's the pay-per-call Google Guaranteed, right, which are, you know, other platforms where other businesses pay Google money to proactively be shown. That's something that you're not using, right? So, for example, in Baltimore, being a hyper-competitive area, even if you have the Better Business Bureau, right, there's 20 others that do as well for us. So that's why, you know, exposure and putting you on the right spot is certainly the way for you to get business. Have you talked to someone about Google Guaranteed? Are you familiar with Google Guaranteed?
And Google Guaranteed?
Yeah.
First of all, y'all should have been talking to me about Google Guaranteed at the beginning. Why all of a sudden now you want to talk about Google Guaranteed?
In all honesty, I mean, that's something that, Paul, when he signed you guys up, you know, should have taken care of, right? Obviously, like we said, us as a marketing team, the better tools we use, the better results we get, the better business we can both make together. Now, if we're playing the $249 package, you know, we're essentially playing the long game. Right, you're paying Facebook $2.50 a day, and then you're trying to stand out on the map. Right now, if you're not coming up on the sponsored spots, you know, Google is usually recommending a business from Baltimore to Baltimore residents. You are a business, you know, you're an outside business, right? You're in Cantonsville. So, you know, that's why using the right tools, like we said, could help us get there. Now, for example, let me just take a look at the requirements. Because are you familiar with how that works?
No, I'm not.
No? Oh,
no, I'm not.
Okay. So basically when somebody does a search for cleaners,
you know, for cleaning services,
at the very top there's a section there that's called Sponsored Business or Google Guarantee. If you do a search right now, you can check it. So that's a section on Google where, you know, if the customer clicks on the ad, it doesn't charge you unless they hit the call button. And so that's why it's paid per call. If it's an exclusive call, right, they're calling you, and it's not, if it's not a valid lead, you don't get charged for it. So, like I said, if you ask me, you know, that's the best tool to use for your type of business. So,
okay, so basically Yelp do the same thing.
It's essentially the same thing, but instead of people going to Yelp, it's a lot more people doing it on Google. The searches are a lot more on Google.
But it really don't even seem like it makes a difference. Yelp, I mean, I'm going to just speak for Yelp, because Little Splash, y'all took too long to get me up and running. I'm not going to keep investing my money on something and I ain't getting no kind of return. You know, I ain't even spent $100 yet. I ain't even spent $200 or $250 yet, and he out of me almost $1,200 over Yelp. Like, that's not, that's the type of investment I want. I don't want this. I gotta keep, if y'all, whoever you talking about, they hear this, you know? But see, this one, what you talking about will cost more money.
It would cost more money, yes. That's
exactly.
You compete against somebody else for a bit. Go ahead.
All right, so that's what I'm talking about. That's more. You did it.
This is the last one.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You saying that when the fuck you did. Okay, but yeah, I shouldn't have to be since I'm talking about cashless. Now you want to present this Google thing? I'm good though. I'm good. I'm gonna go ahead and fuck with y'all. Because I got people right now that calling me. I can get it done for $150 to get on Google from the Indian or India. They do the same shit that y'all doing and y'all doing. But they doing it for way cheaper price. You understand what I'm saying?
They have the option to do the hosting only, Farad. I mean, the point is that you can even do it, right? It's not, I know. To the SEO, we know anybody could do it, right? It's not just
exactly.
You're paying for, right? The SEO, like we said, out of the two.
That's why I'm going. That's exactly why I'm going. That's why I'm going with the Indian dude. That, and I got one of them saying $100 a month. He said, long as you pay, I'm going to keep business coming to you. But as soon as you stop paying, as soon as you stop paying, I'm going to stop sending business to you. Hey, everybody doing it. Everybody hit with it. It's just these companies over here, like y'all and y'all just adding all this extra shit on there and charging people. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm just going to go, I can go ahead and pay two people $100 and $150 a piece, and they're going to send me mad customers. So
that's your point of view, Farad, but I mean, in all honesty, you know, I speak with businesses all day, right? And, you know, as you can imagine, you as a new business, you're trying to take business away from businesses that have been posted for years. That already have a reputation. So you think those businesses that pay Google thousands of dollars are gonna lose against you that would be paid, let's say, $100 for an Indian to do the SEO? No, it's because in reality, what we're doing, like we said, like you said, right? The goal is for you to not only make more money but create repeat customers as well, right? That's why you have those packages there. With that being said. You know, it's a matter of getting you to the right people. Now, if Google,
but y'all has, not though,
because we're not using the appropriate tools for us, which is what I'm.
Well, why nobody? What nobody said? Why nobody told me about the appropriate tools before? You feel what I'm saying? Why would I come back when all of a sudden now you talk about the appropriate tools? And here it's been 2 months and I already paid my money. That's not how you do it. That's
well, Farad, but think about it this way.
Facebook ain't shit. Facebook ain't shit.
Not my favorite either. Right? Not my favorite either. Like we said, on Facebook, it's people that are actually just scrolling through the app. Right?
Right.
But if you think
right.
about it this way, we have $100 worth of an ads budget to work with. So we need to make the most out of that particular budget. So where do we get the most impressions? On Facebook. Because with $2.50 a day, for example, this past 2 months, it's reached 2,400 people. Right? It's been shown over 4,000 times. But like we said, it's not the best tool. Right? Because we're using the lowest tier or the lowest budget for business. Let's say if you paid Yelp $100 instead of the $250 that you pay, let's say, you would have a lot less exposure. So that it's the same concept. It's just the tools that we're working with. Like we said, if Facebook is not generating we don't want to pay them either, right? So we can just take those $100 off. If you want to put them on Google instead, there's different tools on Google. There's that pay-per-call, or there's the pay-per-website visit, which sends them directly to the website so they can actually see your Better Business Bureau and your packages so they can give you a call. You know, like we said, in Baltimore, you don't have that good of a ranking, right? Baltimore, there's a lot of businesses that already have a reputation built. So I understand, you know, paying more doesn't sound, you know, ideal. But as a business, like we said, we understand that the tools that we use are important. And
all right, check this out. I ain't used none of those tools with Yelp, but I was getting clients, and I'm still getting clients from them. From last time that I was with them, I thought with him to come with y'all. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just crazy that you're saying that. But apparently, hey, man, hey, that's just bogus on me. Y'all bogus.
Let me explain the difference. We're not like Yelp. People go to Yelp and then they search for a business. People don't go for local flash, right? People don't call us and then we send you the lead. What we're trying to do is we're trying to help you actually stand out on those search engines, like Google, like Apple Maps, like Bing, like Facebook, where you can organically get business without the need of having to pay for ads. Yelp is a platform. Yelp is a website. We're a marketing business, right? We're a marketing company that helps people call you directly, not call Yelp and then Yelp send it over to you. Right?
But you know what's so crazy? You know what's so crazy, nobody?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The people that call me, they call me and they say, I can do better than what Yelp's doing for you for a cheaper price. That's what they tell me. They was like, what Yelp doing, I can do for you more for a cheaper price. He said, Yelp doing the same thing getting off of Google. And he said, I can just strictly put you in front of and get you more customers. And you already know how these Indian people do it. Well, see, they go to school for this type of stuff. So I already dealt with a couple of them, and I know what they're saying is true. You feel what I'm saying? I don't care about what the person paid $1,000 for. I don't give two flying shits about them. I'm trying to make money to eat. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. It's the best man wins. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's how I go. So,
with that, right? I mean, right. Is your expectations? Where are they at? Right? Because if you said they're going to do a better job and they're going to do better than what Yelp is doing, and you said that Yelp is doing $1,200 with just a small investment right now, I mean, where are your expectations, and do you really think $100 are going to get there? Right? I really don't...
Hold on, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Man, these people went to school. They college. Man, these people went to school. They doing the same thing what y'all doing. They doing the same thing what you doing, optimizing. Using what the thing is that you click on, what you use when you say coffee cleaning service, commercial cleaning, what are those, what they call it, what y'all call it?
What, the keywords?
Yeah, keywords.
Mm-hmm.
They using the same thing, keywords.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Keywords.
Right. Everybody goes to Google.
Exactly.
So everybody go to Google.
That's what I was trying to get to, right? Because we need to pay the platform, right?
Right.
What you pay us, you know, what you pay us, we pay the Facebook, we pay the website, we pay the call tracking number, we pay the people, right? Our specialists. So there's a small gains. Now, with that being said, think about paying Google, right? And then how they're going to promote the business. If you pay that Indian person $100, they're going to do the same thing that we're doing on the SEO, right? And that's going to give you immediate results, right? Like we said.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
You can't say that because you don't know what they're doing. You.
$100 that in Baltimore, I don't, You know, I've heard it multiple times. Trust me.
Answer this question.
Yeah.
If I knew how to do what they do, if I get 15 people, right, and I charge them $100 or $150, in India, that's like $5,000 to $6,000. So who cares? As a matter of fact, it's more money than that. If they get 5 people, $500 every month, that's good money for them. Because American money is way more in India or wherever they're at. Apparently, they're
the same regardless of where they're at.
All money is not, American money is not the same everywhere. No, it's not. You know that, man. Come on, man. You know dang well American money is not the same everywhere. I know.
I get what you're saying, but I mean, we're trying to promote ourselves in the U.S., right? Not trying to promote ourselves in India, for example. In India, I understand they might charge you less to promote yourself than in the U.S. But regardless of where you are, you know, if you're here or if you're in Canada or if you're in India, you know, the work that you do on Google is the same, right? In regards to the optimization.
Well, answer this question.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What would it be extra with y'all for Google? Answer that question.
What would it be? What? I'm sorry.
What would it be extra? Because I know it costs. It costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the programs, like we said, there's two programs on Google. There's the Google Guaranteed, and then there's the Google Ads. One you pay per call, and one you pay per website visit. Okay? So at the very, very top of every search container, the first thing that you see is the sponsored businesses, so the Google Guaranteed. Google gives you that exposure so you can get those calls so they can charge you. Right. If it's not a valid call, it doesn't charge it. We have a team that, you know, checks all of them, and, you know, they are all recorded on the dashboard. So, you know, at the end of the day, we can make this a Google guaranteed only account, right? And just set it up as a paper or paper call only account. That's not, we're not, like we said, we want your money to go to where you can generate more. So that's something that we can.
Well, answer the question. How much do it cost?
So basically, how that works is we fill out an application, where, you know, they do a background check and they check everything for the business. Takes about 3 to 6 weeks. That application costs $250. After that application is completed, then you set up a budget. So what we do is basically set up a call with one of our Google Guaranteed specialists so they can tell us. Go ahead.
Did you say 3 to 6 weeks?
3 to 6 weeks, that's the usual setup for that Google Verify.
Really?
Now, that is the very top of Google. If there's any placement that makes money, it's the very, very top of Google. So I understand it takes a little bit of time, but it's definitely worth it. Now, after that setup, like we said, we talk to our Google Guaranteed specialist so they can see how much they are paying.
Get on top of that right there. Yeah, that's like, I don't got time for all that. Y'all, that should have been presented to me at the beginning. I ain't got time for all that. I'm a man about making money. And I already been spent money with y'all, so, hey, no more opportunities. I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm a stick with what I know best. That was making me money. That's what I'm going to do. And yeah, was making me money right out the gate without putting all that extra shit on there that I had to put on there with y'all. But I appreciate you, though.
Okay. No, and I definitely, you know, appreciate that.
I'm a businessman. I've been in business for 32 years, man. I'm about making money. I ain't about keep trying to be switched around like I'm some, like a ball or something.
No.
I'm about making some money.
Right? But, you know, 30 years ago, the business-wise, it wasn't the same, right?
But guess what? Local Scratch, I was making money off of Local Scratch, though, buddy. I really was. Soon as I opened up with Local Splash, about a good 2-3 weeks, man, I was making money. I couldn't even get to all the calls. I had to cut it off because I had too much other stuff. Believe me.
Business is on Google now for us. There's a lot more.
And guess what? I understand, right? And guess what? Can none of them fuck with me. Right. You're absolutely right. Them Mexican people, they can't fucking clean. They can't clean shit. Unless it's already clean. I make shit look brand new. So it's like I give you the wild factor. As long as you're not no more raggedy ass shit that it don't look like it's been touched, no matter how much you cleaned it, you need to change it or throw it away. Hey, we're gonna make you happy as shit.
And
but
that,
I can't do
people that go on Google. I mean, if you actually get up there and they can see that, you know, imagine the business you would be making. Because the number, the search is exponentially more, less
than
Google.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you with that. That's why y'all should have told me this at the beginning. I told them that I didn't want Facebook. Facebook ain't shit. For real. Facebook ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want no Facebook. But they was consistent on saying Facebook, that's getting a week, and you can take it off there. Okay, but they acted like Facebook was a good, like Facebook was good. Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Yeah, man.
I thought you get it, man. You feel me? I've just been around a long time. That's all. I've been doing this before the Mexicans flooded America.
and I can actually even give you the 3 months of service this upcoming month, Farad. I mean, like you said, we're not trying to say that Yelp is a bad tool. No, by all means. It's better if you actually put your website there. Because people would get to go to your website and they get to see all of that too. So, you know, on Google you're already established. If you, like we said, I can go ahead and follow up before your next week is over. So you can see if you actually...
You know how it was, right? Okay, I'm going to do it like this.
Okay,
I'm going
to do it.
But I'll let the members know about what you said about the Google... what you said it is?
Google Guaranteed.
Google Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll let them know.
Yeah, you guys can look into it. Look into it and trust me, you'll be able to see. Like we said, I can give you that 3 month of service. We can push this out till April 30th. You know, we can go ahead and take Facebook off. So, you know, I can follow up before April 30th to see where we're at. And like we said, if you're using Yelp, do push your website there. Do try to get reviews on Google. There's businesses that already have a ton of reviews there. So little by little, if you can keep...
But you know what's so crazy?
Go ahead.
They be reviews be fake. That shit be fake. They got one company got 400 reviews. Ain't no... That shit, them people ain't real. Half of them people ain't real. And that's a Mexican company. One thing I know about Mexicans, they stick together. They stick together. They will go to every fucking Mexican they know and they will go here and put a review on their phone. They not all good reviews. They not all real reviews. They are not. Nowhere in the world.
I get it. But the system is built that way though. So we got.
I know it is.
We got to play
the
game. It is.
I know.
You know, I understand it. You know, the amount of reviews is not as relevant as the consistency. So even if every once in a while,
help.
But you know, if somebody searches cleaning services in Baltimore and they see made this cleaning of Baltimore, there's 500 reviews on that profile. Or Baltimore Home Cleaning, there's 382. So they go to your account and they see 7, right? So, you know, I mean, on Google you're not as strong as you may be on Yelp, right? And I don't, especially with the fact that you're not using any type of sponsored ads on Google. So, like we said, this is something that I can send you examples of the different types of ads, and I can, you know, follow up with you again. You know, like we said, my goal here is help you make money, right? But I understand that business keeps changing, right? But if we make sure that we make the correct adjustments, you can certainly be making money, and on a lot more of it. It's just a matter of
and that's up. Funny that you saying all that now. Y'all should have did that to me at the beginning.
I really wish I had a conversation with you at the beginning, right? Because I'm sure we would be.
You know how many people that I talked to was telling me so much different shit? That's what I was like. What's this idea, bitch? What's that?
That's all in my fucking place. I mean, you bring the next market over one of the places you're going.
Oh, that's good. It's a spin mark.
Oh, yeah. It's a spin.
Huh? Oh, man. All right, so I'll let the missus know.
Huh? Yeah, I'll go ahead. Like we said, if it's okay with you, I'll set up that 3-month extension, and I'll reach out to you before April 30th if you don't reach back out. Okay.
All right, yeah, and I'll let her know today.
Yeah, no problem. Do you have any questions?
And what's your name?
My name is Ben Farad.
Ben, okay, I got you.
Ask for me. I can help you.
That's why I'm going to call you. That's why I want to know your name, because I don't want to talk to nobody else.
I'm going to send you my information, and, you know, let me know when you have some time so we can get on the same page. I'm sure we can.
I am. I'm going to call you, Ben.
Sounds good, Farad. I appreciate it. You have yourself a good day.
It's nice talking to you, though.
Likewise. Been a pleasure.
I was going to call to you at first. Shit, see, you could have... Put me deep with some shit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm sorry. I really wish I could as well, but, you know, where it's not better late than never from what I heard, but let me make it up to you. Let me help you out.
Okay.
Let me know. Okay?
Yeah, so, yeah, that'll be good.
I'll send you some examples through email so we can, you know.
Don't forget the glass.
Conversation.
Let me see if I find him out.
That's where you got
it. Put him up over there, bro.
What happened?
Put
him up, bro. My fucking is over there.
You need
to
talk to one?
No,
that's
not true. Oh, here's like my one. There's a mock on the wall in
there. All right.
Is there anything else I can help you with, Rod?
Yeah, go ahead and send it to me, Ben.
I'm sorry?
Send it to me.
Okay, yeah. I'll go ahead and send you that information, all right? You have yourself a good day.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.